The research article entitled Comparative Study Between Cognitive Phenotypes of Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, and Multiple Sclerosis was authored by Sibaidi and Ubaya et al. From the Paris East Créteil University in France. It was published in Diagnostics on the 17th of February, 2025. ME-CFS involves a range of disabling symptoms, with cognitive impairments being one of the most commonly reported. The aim of this study was to identify a specific cognitive profile unique to ME-CFS. Multiple sclerosis, MS, was used as a comparison group due to the overlapping symptoms of pain, cognitive impairment, and fatigue. A retrospective analysis of patient data from the Henri Mondor Hospital in France was undertaken. Data from 40 participants with ME-CFS, Fukuda criteria, and 40 participants with MS, relapsing remitting, were included in this study. All participants had completed a screening of cognitive function and neuropsychological tests. Neuropsychological tests assessed short and long-term memory, visual and auditory processing, processing speed, executive function, working memory, and planning ability. All participants completed the tests in the same order. The authors found that both ME-CFS and MS participant groups showed deficits in episodic memory retrieval, visual selective attention, and reading speed. ME-CFS participants were also found to have a lower performance in consolidation processes than MS participants. In both groups, performance on the cognitive tests was not related to levels of fatigue, pain, and depression. The authors conclude that this study highlights the similarities and differences in cognitive profiles of ME-CFS and MS patients. The impairment in consolidation processes shown by ME-CFS participants helps define a specific cognitive phenotype for ME-CFS, especially as this was not correlated with pain, fatigue, or depression. The authors suggest that future research, especially with functional imaging, may identify the neurobiological mechanism causing this. The authors also propose that this research can be used to assist the management of ME-CFS by considering implementing cognitive training with a focus on verbal learning strategies and working memory exercises.